We check in with county government, and it's County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm inside, so it's cool.
Yes, that's a good place
sure
to be.
It looks like even being inside might be difficult to stay cool later on.
My house faces west, and I notice about 7:30 every evening when it's hot like this. You can just, there's a different temperature.
That's when my house heats up, right? The air conditioner doesn't run in the mornings. It's nice and cool.
And guess
in the mornings,
where I sit? Right next to the western wall.
Of course
so
you
I
do.
Can I can feel the heat coming off the street.
Hey, Marty.
You know, last year, my great big huge shade tree had to come down, and I sure miss it because it makes a major difference with this whole window wall.
Yeah, so, you can't just put one of those back in there.
They don't
either.
Grow that fast, right?
No. It was gigantic. But I thought better to come down on purpose as to wait for it to land on my roof. So
gravity is undefeated.
It did go away.
How was your fish fry this weekend? That's always a good time, right?
You know, I ended up being advised by family, please, Mom, you're doing so good so far. Stay away from crabs. So, once again, I didn't get to do all the things that I usually do every summer.
Well, I think that's that was a very adult decision, Marty, and that's a good job because as much as we want to stay, so when you get groups of people together, I just hold my breath and say, wow, that's tough. So you took the high road, but I heard the turnout was great.
Well, I understand it was, and I'm happy for them. I really am, and I just thought, okay, this is something I can wait until next year to go celebrate to do, and so that's what I did. And I missed it. But you know what? I just had the flags out here in my own house and enjoyed the fireworks. My neighborhood was full of fireworks. I think everyone took extra pay, and they went out and bought fireworks. It was magnificent. And my dog doesn't seem to be too bothered by him, so it was really a pleasant.
How do you get your dog not to be bothered by it? I thought dogs and fireworks.
I know all my dogs are bothered by it.
They go hide.
Well, she just never has been
wow.
too bothered by it.
Well, that's,
and of course,
that's
now
bonus.
That she's older, you know that was her birthday. She's 17 now, so
wow.
She probably couldn't hear very well.
What kind of breed is she?
But anyway.
What kind of breed is she?
Oh, she's a Bichon.
Okay.
She's my heart.
Yeah, 17 right. years. That's
my
great.
Cats will turn 15 on July 31st.
My cat's 21.
I take very good care of my puppy dog. You know, if I can't afford to go to the beauty shop, she still will get to go to the beauty shop. That's all there is to it. If I'm choosing it, she wins. But when we're talking about whether or not one might want to avoid large crowds or whatever, if that really is something you have a concern about, you might be thinking about this mask enforcement situation. And I did hear, I heard you mention it a while ago, and I heard on
yes.
the county commissioners meeting this morning that we can be expecting some kind of an announcement before month end. And now there's a lot of people that really still do not want to wear a mask, and I understand that. And for those of us who feel more comfortable making sure that we're doing all we can do, well, then that's what I'm going to do. But I hate them. I don't like wearing them. It's difficult. But being in a hospital room seems to be a little bit
yeah,
more difficult.
Yeah, those
than
are the two
I
choices, right.
I make
Amen.
Choices.
And when you're at home, you don't have to wear one. When you're in your yard, you don't have to wear one. When you're walking down a street and there's nobody around you, you don't have to wear one. It's if you're going to be less than 6 feet away from people and you're going to be in crowded places and you're going to be at businesses where other people are, we're not, you don't have to wear one to bed, Marty. I think we want to make sure that people understand that. And it's really hard. If we don't do these proper things, Marty, then we're not going to have talks about going to fish fries and Labor Days and parades and things like that. So I think we can all make that sacrifice to kind of go back to doing some of these fun things.
Well, I'm willing to wait, and I appreciate the fact that people seem to understand if I don't go to their picnics or if I'm
right.
Whatever. But I miss my family gatherings. I saw my daughter one time for less than an hour, I think, and we were out on the deck with her on one wayside and I was on another side. And that was, more than a month ago. But that's part of what we have to do. In the meantime, let's talk about some of the other things we have to do. And one of them is that July 14th, next Tuesday, is our next county council meeting. And I'm reminded that I'm supposed to be reminding people that they are welcome to come on this virtual meeting to give public comment at the beginning of the meeting. We take public comment time then. I don't know how much time they'll have to do. I don't know what any of the rules will be or whatever. But if you want to be give your opinions of what's going on in the world today that the county council can do something about, well, you are welcome to come speak to that. And as a reminder, that's not a conversation back and forth during public comment time. We take the comments, but we do not interact. We don't have a conversation with them. But that's the rules of the game. So I expect we'll be seeing people there or hearing from people who are in great support of our law enforcement. We had so many people sending emails, and that was all happening over that 4th of July holiday time, too, where all those emails were coming in, just so many, you could not keep up with them all, saying, please do not reduce our law enforcement. Do not be reducing the funds for them, that they appreciate that. And I think that a lot of our law enforcement families appreciated hearing that, too, because there was, of course, it's sad when you spend your life trying to do the very best you can to serve your community, and if you think it's not being appreciated, then it's difficult, I think, for the officers as well as the staff and their families. So I just could put that voice out there. I may not be the majority, but I'm beginning to think that there's just a lot of people who've been very silent, very quiet for a long time, and they're saying, please don't do this. Please make sure we have. You know, if you're out in the county, you have to wait longer for response time because we have so many miles to cover. Whereas if you're in the city, it doesn't take that long to get a response. So the concern is if we cut the numbers of deputies, then the response time will take longer.
Sure, if you don't have enough people at the dispatch center, whatever it can be, there's if your house is on fire, you need the fire department there.
Right, and if we have someone who's, let's say, in Steinsville, and then they get a call that there's something that's needed down in Smithville or whatever, you know, people will do the best they can, just like our fire department was there in Benton Township just a couple of days ago when that house.
That was at Earl Young Road?
Right, and that's out in the country. But, you know, folks will, all of our first responders will go. They will do what they have to do to provide the service. But we have to support them. That doesn't happen without support. So I'm just thank you for allowing me to say
absolutely
that, because I think that's very important.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk is our guest this afternoon. She checks in every Wednesday with us. No meeting this week, it sounds like, but you're in the game next week. Did the commissioners have anything other major news today besides perhaps the mask requirement?
Well, they did stopping the contract with the towing service that they had, that there was a disagreement, and I don't remember the name of the towing service, but something having to do with racial comments made by someone. So there's been, that was kind of up in the air, and so they're stopping.
Yeah, I believe
that.
The city did that as well. I think they were all under the same umbrella, and somebody put up a video that was, I believe it was the owner's son, if I remember this right. I'm not going to name the company because if I get that wrong, I'm in hot water for the rest of my life, so I'm not going to do that. But, yes, I recall that, so that does make sense.
Speaking of something wrong, I got the wrong location. I was talking to you about Hunter Valley and Hunter, let's see, last week we were talking about dollars that was being spent on
yes.
a special project. And the reason why it was getting confusing is that we have a Hunter Valley Road in the area that I was talking about, but there's a Hunter Creek Road where all and they're entirely different areas. And I kept thinking, well, I remember we were working on that one project back when Bill Williams was here, you know, before it was Lisa Ridge taking that over. And that's that area that very few people have gone to. It's like near the Lawrence County line, I believe. It's what's way south. And evidently, the Forestry Department wants this road to go in because, and I'm not sure they like for everybody to know it, but it's part of the documents, according to Lisa Rich, our highway director, that what the hope is, what the forestry people are hoping that they can close the there's another road nearby, maybe I shouldn't mention it which one, but they're hoping they can close that if we build this one. So it's been sort of a dust up and sort of a disappointment by many that we're spending this kind of money, even though we're getting a lot of money pouring in from other ways to help build this, it still costs the county money. But
well, everything costs money, doesn't it?
Well, yes, there is nothing for free. They did not say you can do this for free. And let me just say that part of the reasons why I was concerned about reduction in law enforcement when I saw the they were having another meeting at the Courthouse Square, another rally last night.
Yes.
And so I saw that. I didn't watch a lot of it. There's a lot of profanity going on. I don't need to hear that. But then later, I'm seeing pictures, and I don't understand. Why are citizens out there with these assault rifles, with their own vehicles, stopping traffic? I don't understand. I've never seen anything like that in our city ever. So is this as a result of there's not enough funding for law enforcement to do that? Or I've never seen anything like that.
I will have Mick Renheisen, the deputy mayor, on tomorrow in his normal spot, Marty, so we will ask the questions that go along with this. To update the stories that have been going on here, the FBI has confirmed they are investigating the alleged racist attack at Lake Monroe, so that's an update to today's story, at least from at least on this program, so we want to make sure everybody's up to date on it. The protests that will are they continuing to go downtown? They did last night. I would assume they will probably continue. And yeah, just be if you don't have to be in that area, if you're not part of the protests, I would stay away from it because, as you mentioned, if they're gonna, I saw last night they marched down to the police station. And then they marched up Indiana Avenue. So that's great that they do all that. Seems to be peaceful. Doesn't seem to be any problems with it. And, yeah, if you don't want to get caught in that traffic, so to speak, that's a place to avoid if you are not involved with it.
But the my concern is that we need to have clearly marked law enforcement or some kind of official out there that's closing the street, that's standing there to keep the streets closed. Because if it just looks like an individual standing there with their assault rifle and their own personal vehicle, I think we're I'm hoping that the city will say we're not going to allow that anymore. That they will handle crowd control or street control or whatever. But that's just coming for me. In the meantime, all of these calls and emails that we are getting saying that we're supposed to be prosecuting. Remember, the county council's just the budgeting body. Yet we look at budgets. We don't do the prosecution. We don't.
Yeah, we've been trying to help people.
Somebody even sent us an email saying for us to arrest. We don't arrest. We just look at budgets. So
you want to make sure that the prosecutor's office has enough resources so they can investigate all the cases to make sure that the narrative goods aren't on the streets anymore.
Right, and I certainly encourage and believe she will take all of the available information, evidence, and take it wherever that evidence goes. And there's that. It's not up to me to tell somebody else how to do their job. Except I guess I was just trying to say, please don't have private individuals with assault weapons in their own personal vehicles trying to block traffic. But, oh, well, that's just, I think it doesn't send out the best message for everybody that we would like to come and join us here in Monroe County.
Governor Holcomb.
We have a beautiful county.
Governor Holcomb said during his press conference today when asked about the Bloomington investigation, he said the video he saw with his own eyes was beyond disturbing. Those were his words. He said the investigation is ongoing. The DNR is using their protocol. They're going by the book, and then they will file the complaint to the prosecutor's office here in Monroe County. So that's how the system works, and we've been trying to help show the pathway of how this works.
What I'd really like to get the message out, this is not Monroe County, folks. It really isn't. But we have visitors all of the time that come to Monroe County to use our lake, to come visit our restaurants or whatever. And so I would hope that we would all act in ways that's respectful of one another. We hopefully will get past this sooner rather than later. And everybody learn to be kind to one another. It's really just that. Let's respect one another. Be kind to one another. How hard is that?
It can be exceedingly difficult at times, it seems like, because it seems every day or week that, just not our town, but every around the country and everywhere else, we're having issues. So let's get a little bit smarter. And, let's get smarter, because that'll lead to being nicer, I would think, the more people learn and understand. Now, some other good news from the governor today, Marty, that I'll pass along to you. It sounds like the State Fair Fun Park is not going to happen at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, but the 4-H part of it sounds like it is going to happen, so I would think that would be good news for local 4-Hers.
Yeah, no, that does sound wonderful. That sounds absolutely wonderful. Another good piece of news, and I wanted to give a shout out to our assessor's office, and I almost missed it. So, we have deadlines to meet so that everybody, all those budgets can be working right, and they met that deadline, even with all the things that's going wrong with, slowing down some of the abilities to be able to do everything the way we would like to do on time. They hit that deadline, got that information for that assessed values up to the state, and so that's going to help everybody, the schools and everybody. That's just one of the steps we have to do our budgeting, and I wanted to say a big thank you for that, because we're not hitting all the deadlines that we would like to, but I do know that the county commissioners were asked to support a raise for county employees, and we don't even have our numbers yet to see what our revenue is, so I don't know what we'll do.
Yes, that's the answer.
We'll be following along. In the meantime, I just hope these kids are able to enjoy the last of their summer.
Oh!
And some of the teachers have been saying if the rule is that they have to wear a mask at school, for parents to start getting those children acclimated to be, wearing them occasionally, or even around the house. So
yeah, good plan.
Get used to having it on.
Absolutely. Can't ask everybody to start cold. Kids don't go to the store maybe as much as they used to, or wandering around the malls, but you're right. Everybody needs to practice wearing a mask for sure. When does your budget stuff really get heated up, Marty? When are we going to start focusing on that?
Well, we, of course, it will be later on in the summer, but it's going to be harder this year because we're not going to have all of our numbers because of the delay in the income tax revenue information. So that they're putting that budget together right now. That's what the auditors, she's required to give this information to the county commissioners, and they're required to then come and report to the county council what they are suggesting salaries and so forth should be. So that has to happen before the end of the month. They have to come with their recommendation. So just this, but in the meantime, I think you're going to see some people try to take some quick vacations and get back before this heats up.
Why not?
Because you start getting into August and September, all the county council needs to be on board during that time.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy time. Like you mentioned, this is going to be unlike any other budget you've ever put together. So the more, the merrier on site, and the better the numbers you can get, the better. Well, I don't, this isn't going to be easy, and I think people have to realize that.
And everybody's asking for extra things. Oh, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and whatever. And yet, there are some things that we have no choice but things that we have to cover. So people with their demands might need to learn how county government actually works.
Yeah, or take a look around, and the money's not falling off trees and things aren't going through the roof. So we'll keep an eye on it with you every Wednesday, Marty. Good job. Stay cool. Oh, boy, I wish I could get you a new shade tree. I'm trying to figure out how to I can't figure out how to fix that. That's a big tree.
I just leave the blind shut in the front, and I really hate it, but that's what I do.
Yeah, it's tough, I know. All right, great job as always. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk joins us every Wednesday just after 4:05.